Well, Aaron, it was a relatively straightforward meeting. Most of the updates that they got from the various committees and whatnot that met yesterday were pretty simply straightforward. As I said, nothing huge to report there other than a few of them talked about kind of the capital investment plans and development plans that they have in store. But a lot of those are on hold because of the state budget impasse. And I mean, this meeting, it started with opening comments from Interim System President Bill Roper about the budget stalemate. It ended with Chair Randy Ramsey also making comments, being very sharply critical of Democrats specifically. Because of the budget stalemate, it was really the central part of what was talked about at the meeting. And they made sure to point out that there were plenty of positive things to be talking about and plenty of great things that the university system itself was doing. But you could tell that a lot of these guys are really frustrated. And I mean, I say guys, it is a predominantly large male board of governors, but everybody there was kind of miffed that this has not been resolved yet. And this comes on the heels of Tuesday's one-day legislative session where there was an override veto vote of the budget scheduled, but it did not get held because Republican legislative members found that they did not have the votes to pass the override veto.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty standard where everyone seems to be upset that there's no budget deal and each side is blaming the other, right? Democrats are blaming Republicans, Republicans are blaming Democrats, Governor Cooper's blaming Republicans, the Board of Governors is at this point predominantly Republican, so they're blaming Democrats. What is the actual impact of not having a budget deal on the UNC system? What's not getting funded?
Well, it's a lot of kind of development and not reconstruction, but building of a lot of important infrastructure on different campuses. Now, none of it is really UNC projects. It is largely projects at ECU where they're building a new medical building, I believe, some projects at Fayetteville State University that they mentioned. It's a lot of really big projects. They said today that over $630 million of rebuilding infrastructure and just capital development projects in general are being put on hold because they don't have for sure funding with a new state budget. They are currently working off their old one, which just doesn't cut it in terms of the things that they need to build in the next year or two. And so it's making them frustrated that they can't move forward on this. And ultimately, the biggest argument that the system leadership is making is, you know, the students are going to be the ones that suffer from this. The communities that rely on these universities and the university system as a whole are going to be suffering from this if a budget continues to just kind of lie in wait. And it's worth noting, one of the reasons why chair of the board, Randy Ramsey, was so critical at the end is because the budget that GOP lawmakers proposed was very favorable to the UNC system. It had a lot of increased budgets. I believe his direct quote was that that it was the best budget that they had done in years in terms of funding for the university system. And because Governor Cooper vetoed it in June, it means that all of that, those increases in funding are just kind of tabled for now.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Brighton McConnell. By the way, more on the Board of Governors meeting will be on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. We're talking about the meeting from earlier today. Obviously, the other big issue for the board is the ongoing fallout from the Silent Sam deal that was announced back in November. Board members not really saying anything about that today, though, right?
No, not at all. And that's because there's ongoing litigation with the Silent Sam case between the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights filing an appeal for a group of UNC students against the system in that lawsuit, as well as the ownership company for the student newspaper, the Daily Tar Heel, filing a lawsuit saying that they violated an open meetings law. That made it so they couldn't comment on anything, and they gave the media in the availability afterwards with Roper and Ramsey very clear directions that they would not be able to comment on that stuff. It didn't stop people from asking questions. Understandably, you got to do what you can. But pretty much anything that Roper and Ramsey responded to there were, you know, there's an ongoing case on this, and we cannot comment. So that was unfortunate, and that there were no further updates from that situation, which I'm sure a lot of members of the community are still looking for in terms of explanations, answers, or just updates on the comments that they have been receiving as a whole. They did, though, talk about a few positive things that they really wanted to talk about were the graduation rates from this past year. I mean, we reported that a day ago.
Yesterday,
but
yeah, but
it's looking really good on that front across the system, in that they are in the midst of a strategic plan right now, and the graduation rates from this past year exceeded 10 of the 12 benchmark goals that they had set in the plan. Their rates are up to over 71%, which is very impressive, and it shows that UNC students are earning degrees more efficiently than they ever have before. They also had great news in that they have released a candidate profile for their ideal presidential candidate, or for a permanent replacement for Bill Roper, who is serving the interim position. And they were really happy to talk about that and happy that it's developing. That's obviously one of their biggest goals in this new year, is to find a permanent solution for the presidential position. But beyond those things, they certainly were mum about the Silent Sam stuff, and then obviously more negative comments when it came to addressing the shortcomings of their plans for 2020 with the budget
on
where it is.
On the graduation rates, it reported yesterday from UNC that the 71% graduation rate is higher than the national average, but that statement didn't say what the national average is. Do we have that number? Or?
I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay.
I can try and find it pretty quickly, but yeah, as far as I know, that I'm taking it from their release, it is above the national average.
Again, chapelburger.com for more on the Board of Governors meeting. Committee meetings yesterday, but the full meeting was earlier today. WCHL News Director Brighton McConnell, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.